You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1236.
Stop watching everybody else. There are so many distractions on social media and everyone's quote unquote crushing it. There are so much bullcrap out there. You don't know who's winning and who's losing. And it's so easy to get distracted by a new shiny object or someone saying they're doing better than you. It's really detrimental to your business.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
So today is going to be another one of those intimate fireside chats with your mentor, Todd Toback. And I want you to pretend like you and I today are sitting by the fire and having a chat about your business, because today I'm going to teach you some lessons that I've had with some of my private clients. And so I'm going to turn down the normal Todd Toback, you know, enthusiasm, if I can. It's hard for me to do that. You know, if you ever said, hey, is Todd like this in real life? My wife would say, yes. But I'm going to do my best to pretend like you and I are just sitting right in front of each other. So if you're listening to this in your earbuds or in your car or on a computer, I just want to let you know I'm talking to you. And today's lessons are for you. I want you to make a lot of money in this business. I want you to have freedom in your life. I want you to take the stress away from wondering when your next deal is going to come from, right? And I know that sucks if you're in there, because I've dealt with it and it's not fun. And so I can tell you that it's a really great place where you've got consistent deals coming in, big deals, and your business is profitable, got a lot of money in the bank. You got deals in the pipeline. You can take a vacation if you want, right? I just rented a beach house in Florida on the sand, and it was just awesome, right? The business was working. My team was doing deals. My bank account was growing. And so I'd like for you to have the same. And these are some lessons that I have talked about with my private clients who have paid a lot more than you to hear some of this stuff. But the first thing I will tell my private clients, and also some of even our internal people, is stop watching everybody else. There are so many distractions on social media and everyone's quote unquote crushing it. There are so much bullcrap out there. You don't know who's winning and who's losing. And it's so easy to get distracted by a new shiny object or someone saying they're doing better than you. It's really detrimental to your business, okay? And so what I would tell you to do is you need to get focused. You need to pay attention to what you're doing, not what everybody else is doing, but what you're doing. Pay attention to your business. It's not even that you shouldn't even watch other people. It's like that time should be spent working on yourself. So many people have a giant ego and they spend a lot of time on social media pounding their chest. And I don't have a problem with that, right? Let them do them. But as your coach and mentor, I'm telling you, it's going to hurt you if you're focused on them, right? So stop watching everybody else. Focus on your business. If you're feeling FOMO, fear of missing out, if you're feeling less than, if you're like, oh, I wish I was doing good like so-and-so, man, stop. Right? Focus on your own business. Now, if you've got a mentor or a coach like me, right, and you are listening and learning from somebody like a podcast like this, I think this is a really, really good activity. But you are not comparing yourself to me, right? I'm teaching you and you absorbing this for your business. I hope you are, right? So that's my first piece of information. The top is lonely. And if you're running your business like a business, there's not going to be a lot of people who are doing business like you. So stop watching everybody else because they're not doing what you should be doing. That's my first lesson for today. Number two is you got to pick one market and dominate it. I see so many people spread thin across multiple markets. They always think one area is better than the other. And I've got a client, his name's Bobby, and really, really smart kid. And he's in a couple of markets. And I said, hey, you got to focus where you're at. You got to really, really, really focus where you're at. And I spoke to him today, and he's really been working on bigger deals. And all of a sudden did like a $20,000 or $25,000 deal when his other deals were like $10,000. And so he learned to love the market that he was in. So pick a market. It's most likely the one that you're in. Dominate it. Eliminate all the other trash. You're not missing out on anything. You right now, you are pissing away opportunity in your own market. You're pissing away your peace. You're pissing away your focus. You're pissing away your marketing dollars if you are scattered. You're not missing anything. Focus on your own market. That's two. Three is, I want you to pick one marketing channel and completely dominate. This goes back to one. Pick something that you can do consistently, get really good at. Is it direct mail? Is it pay-per-click advertising? Is it fastsellerleads.com, right? That's one of the fastest and easiest ways to get leads, by the way. I do highly recommend them. Fastsellerleads.com. Is it cold calling or text messaging? I don't care what it is. Dominate it. I'm going to touch on that in a little bit because you could be like, Todd, which one do I choose? I'll show you here in a bit. But you got to pick one. And especially if you've got three or four and none of them are really doing well, right? Find one that you know you've had success with and focus on that. Once you've got that working like clockwork, you can move on to the next one. All right. Now, this goes hand in hand with pick one marketing channel and dominate it. Decide if you want to buy leads or if you want to work for leads. So buying leads is when you take your money and you invest it, and that money comes back to you in leads. So if you do direct mail, you're buying leads. If you're doing pay-per-click advertising, you're buying leads. If you want to go the really easy way and get leads like today, then you go to fastsellerleads.com and you buy leads, right? You are investing your money and the leads come back. There is no legwork coming back there. You're buying leads. Working for leads is when you are cold calling or you are door knocking or you are driving for dollars, right? Yourself. And I don't have a problem with that. That is not my preferred way of doing business. I'm a more of a, hey, buy leads, convert those into cash. That's very, very much my school. You know, I always look at this business as an ATM machine. If I put a dollar in, can I get five out? You know, the other thing that I think I talk to some of my private clients, some people are addicted to hiring. They want this big, 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 big team, which I don't have a problem with as long as your bottom line matches that. So with that said, it's not how much you make. It's about how much you keep. It's not about how much you make. It's about how much you keep. So going back to number one, where I said, stop watching everybody else. Some people are in love watching the business owner who has a big office and there's cubicles and he sees his team there and he puts a video on Facebook. You're like, oh man, I wish I had an operation like that. And there's another guy or a gal who doesn't have an office and it's him and a VA and a lead manager. And he's making $1 million a year and making a ton of money versus the guy who's got some big giant team. So I'm all for a team. I'm all for delegating, but it's about how much you keep, not how much you make, right? The net profit is what's really, really, really important there. How much money are you taking home after expenses? Next part is your competition sucks. Don't let them live rent-free in your head. I know a lot of people, and I've seen this sometimes in some of my own acquisition specialists, where they get obsessed about their local competition. And they're always watching them and seeing what they do. And every time they post a deal on the internet, they're like, so-and-so is doing X, Y, Z. And literally, they like sabotage themselves because they see what their local competition is doing. This goes for any business. If you do what I tell you on this podcast, you're doing big deals. You are marketing consistently. You are focusing on really, really, really good people instead of a bunch of people. You're focusing on one market. Man, I'm going to tell you, you're going to completely dominate your competition. Focus on your own business, not what your competition is doing. Stop letting them live rent-free in your head. Man, got to stop. The other part about this is playing the long game. Is business is awesome. I love it. You should love it. That's why you're here, right? You got it because you want freedom, right? You want to be making, I don't know, you want a net 250 a year, 500 a year. You want to net $1 million a year. Great. But if it was easy, everybody would do it. And what do I mean by easy? Easy means that you're not going to be netting $1 million your first 6 months in business, right? You got to play the long game. Now, here's the cool part. After 90 days, you're going to have some serious momentum. 6 months, you're going to be doing great. And after a year, you got a business. Second year, you're going to do even better than the year one. But this is the long game. So you got to be taking a look and saying, hey, listen, if I put a dollar into my business today and I get it back, if I get $5 back a year from now, am I okay with that? And the answer is you should be, right? You got to stop living for tomorrow. Now, I know some of you listening to this are like, Todd, I don't even have, you know, any money for groceries next week. And I get that. So if you've got to work a second job in the meantime, you got to donate plasma, you got to drive Uber, you got to get overtime at your current job. Okay, do it. Stop crying about it. Make it happen. But the only way is through, right? The only way is through. Now, if you just want to focus on wholesaling, great. You can actually get a partner for a year and have them invest in your business and take a small salary. And so that is there. Play the long game. By the way, don't do a long-term partnership if you do that, right? You should have a specific exit date. So look at business not only a year from now or 5 years from now, but 10 years from now. All right. Next, do boring stuff. Whew, man. So every Monday, like clockwork, 10:30 a.m., I am in my Monday morning meeting. And every Monday morning, I've got a list of things that I look at. The last 4 weeks of revenue. How many leads came in last week? How many calls did the acquisition specialist make? How many leads did my lead manager turn over to the acquisition team? How many leads did joint venture partners bring in? And what was our marketing budget the last 4 weeks compared to the revenue that came in? And I look at those every single Monday morning without fail, unless I'm on vacation. But that's it. And I look at that. And guess what? I don't like looking at a spreadsheet, right? I don't like saying, hey, how come we're at 18% when we're supposed to be at 15%? And how come the acquisition specialists are averaging 50 calls a day instead of 60? That's boring. But guess what? Boring will make you rich. You do the boring stuff, you can pivot your business. If you're short on leads, you know you got to invest more. If you're spending too much on marketing, maybe you need to adjust your marketing. Maybe your team needs to learn how to close. Maybe you got to fire up your team and be like, hey, we need to work harder. I don't know what it is, but you got to pay attention to the dials in your business. Okay, great book. By the way, Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. Phenomenal book. You should get it. But I got to tell you, it's game changer. Okay, do the boring stuff and it will make you rich. And my last thing, I'm talking to my private clients here. Guess what? You got to learn how to invest your money. Pull money out of your business, invest it in real estate, in maybe other people's deals. In stocks, bonds, I don't care what it is. You got to make your money grow. You got to learn how to make money when you sleep. So it's interesting. I've got one client who, I don't know, he nets about $500,000 a year. And he is a multimillionaire. And that's because the first 2 to 3 years of his business, he lived pretty frugally. And so he let that money add up. He let it compound. He got cushion. He got money back to invest in his business. He drove old cars. Right? Until he had like $500,000 in the bank. And then he bought a new car. And then he reinvested back of his business, right? And now he's got multi-million dollar net worth. He has no financial worry. I have another client who made about $750,000 last year and started spending that money too early in his business, not really an investor, just trying to make as much money as possible. The first year he was in business, he bought a new car. The second year in business, he bought a new car and was not investing. And this client, man, he's a cash machine. But I was like, hey, you got to sacrifice for a couple of years if you really want to get off that rat race. Now, both of them are highly successful. One is making more money than the other. The other one just has a lot more cushion and a lot more freedom. So both of them are total rock stars. I'm rooting for both of them. But the one who actually invested earlier, right, just sacrificed a little bit longer, is the one who is more free and will get free faster. The other person, he buys a lot of nice things on top of the cars, and it will take him longer to get free. So let me review these 8. Number 1, stop watching everybody else. It's mostly about ego. Drop it. 2, pick one marketing channel and dominate it. 3, pick one geography and dominate it. decide if you want to buy leads or work for leads. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much you keep. Your competition sucks. Stop letting them live rent-free in your head. Play the long game. How long does it take you to make a dollar and turn it into five? Do boring stuff. Watch your numbers and invest your money. If you're broke, don't buy anything. Invest in your business. Invest in real estate. And you will be free. I would love to connect with you in the Wholesaling Inc. Facebook group. Go ahead and check that out at wholesalingconnect.com. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will talk to you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.